We have a distinguished fellow here at the Institute of Politics, one Ted Sorensen, and he would like to ask you a question.
Professor, you were quite successful a while back in embarrassing the young questioner who didn't have specific citations to back up his questions to you, but when you come to the Kennedy School and attack John F. Kennedy, I'm listening. Mm-hmm. In two instances, you made two instances. First, you tried to charge Kennedy with a speech given by Dean Acheson to the international lawyers.
I said a senior, remember what I said, a senior advisor of
the
Kennedy
administration. He was not a senior advisor. He held no position in the Kennedy administration.
No, but he was an advisor.
And you ought to have
an advisor. He was an advisor to the Kennedy administration.
No, he was not. The only advice he gave, which I quoted on this platform 2 weeks ago, Kennedy totally rejected.
Okay.
Secondly, you said Kennedy gave an order to his White House staff to let everything loose against Cuba.
No, that's not what I said. I said to unleash.
He never gave any such order.
Unleash.
If you're talking about Operation Mongoose, that was an operation by the CIA that was not authorized by Kennedy. And in a Cuba conference 2 weeks ago, speaking to Cubans about Operation Mongoose, I pointed out what Kennedy's actual principles and policies were, and I said to the extent that Operation Mongoose violated its mandate and went beyond Kennedy's policies and principles by inflicting violence, I apologize.
Shall we go through Operation Mongoose? The phrase terrors of the earth I happen to take from the main scholarly source on the U.S. and Cuba, Piero Gliesius' recent study, Conflicting Missions, which is quoting the declassified record and quotes Kennedy as ordering his staff to unleash the terrors of the earth against Cuba because of what I said, its successful defiance of the United States, namely the very existence of the regime is a successful defiance of the United States, and so on, as I quoted. Operation Mongoose was not an Eisenhower administration operation. It was a CIA operation, but you know better than I do that the CIA is just the way that the executive branch maintains plausible deniability. They don't do anything on their own. This was a Kennedy, not only a Kennedy operation, but it was violent and brutal. We have an extensive declassified record on that by now. We can go through it if you like. And it was going on right up to the Cuban Missile Crisis, right before it. In fact, one of the Operation Mongoose, I won't even go into this, but it continued beyond. And in fact, 10 days before the assassination, Kennedy ordered new terrorist operations and more extensive ones. If you want, I'll cite you the sources, but it's all through the... You can't deny it anymore because it's all in the declassified record.
I think he wants to make one response to this, and then we'll go on to other... Mr. Sorensen? We'll stay here. We'll start. Do you want to make one response to this, sir?
Yes. What we just heard was also false.
Shh. Go ahead. You want to respond, Mr. Sorensen? Something new.
Well, I'd be glad if Professor Chomsky will send to me a record in which President Kennedy made such a statement.
Well, I'll give you the footnote right now.
No, I'm not in. I want to see an actual record.
Well, you can write a letter to Piero Gliesius and ask him. Actually, he cites Arthur Schlesinger on that.
All right, let's move on. This has probably taken on enough.
And as you know, he's one of the leading scholars who deals with these issues.
All right.
Oh, sure, we do. And okay. I've read the classified record, and so have you, and you know the truth about it.
Let's get a little order here now. This gentleman up here. Okay.